There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become the neighborhood nude lawnmower.
Woo!
She's cheap and she'll cut your grass. It's Alexis Thompson.
That's right. I got you. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Quite a visual. Wow, good morning to you, Ellie.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ellie, filling in for Holly for the next couple days. And good morning for you, on this Friday, June 2nd, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to your life. Welcome to I Love My Dentist Day. Welcome to National Bubba Day. Welcome to National Donut Day. So if you're in an office, I'm sure there'll be a lot of donuts sitting in the communal areas. Mm. Welcome to National Leave the Office Early Day. Welcome to National Rockwell, if you're in the office anymore. Welcome to National Rocky Road Day. Welcome to Rotisserie Chicken Day. Mm. Welcome to Yell Fudge at the Cobras in North America Day. I have no idea what that is.
Say what?
I have no idea. And welcome to your Friday coffee. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Yeah! Woo, Friday. Yeah.
Friday. Oh, my God. I'm going to start with a little song that Alexis and I sing every so often on a morning like this. And the song goes something like this. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Ain't what she used to be.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Why four? What happened now?
Okay.
You break a hip?
No. Almost. No. I make the joke, but I really do. I don't really go out. The past month and a half, I don't do cocktails. I don't really drink at all during the week, and we haven't been going out at all. And then Friday I have, Bradley calls them cheat days or whatever. But and then the weekend I let myself live life. So yesterday obviously was not a weekend. Yesterday was Thursday. Yesterday was a school night. Yesterday was a school night. And Colin and I were going to go to the Twins game. Now, that's a usual activity. And that I do sans cocktail, or I would just have one, you know, Well, Colin's cousins, they're my cousins now, too. Pete and Les, a wonderful couple. I love them dearly. They called, this is a two-prong story. It's a story about being an old gray mare and she ain't what she used to be. Uh-huh. And it's also on the Pete and Les side, it's also a great story of we only live once and sometimes you should be spontaneous. So, and those two things come together in the story. Hmm. So I went for a run around 2:30, and while I'm on the run, I'm on this text chain between Colin and Pete and Les. And Pete and Les have decided, and they live in Caledonia, which is past Rochester.
Okay.
It's like 3 hours away. It's where my mother-in-law was born and raised. So Pete and Les have decided to drive down to the cities and go to the Twins game. Like, just randomly. Awesome. And they're wondering if we were going. And Colin's like, well, actually, coincidentally, Jason and I actually were going to go. So come on down.
Yeah.
So then I'm like,
Go Twins.
I'm like, party on. I'm like, this is great. We're going to go anyway. And now I love these two. Now they're going to be with us. But now I'm thinking, oh, God, there's no way that I can't not cocktail with those two. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, God, this is going to be a night.
I mean, there is a way, Jace, but
I know.
Yeah. OK. All right. I just want to make sure, you know,
Lex, I have no self-control.
Oh, OK. All right. You know,
yeah, no self-control.
You can't say no.
I know. It's
but I got to know what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I get it. It's social and it's those two. They have power over me anyway. So I'm like, oh, God, party on. But I was prepared. I was like, you know what? I'm ready. You know what? It's a Thursday. I just have to get through Friday.
Yeah.
I'm good.
We got this.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We had a great time.
How far did you go? What were you drinking?
Well, not a lot, but, and I didn't eat dinner.
It doesn't take much. That's part of being an old mayor, right?
We're
cheap dates now.
Exactly. Oof. So I woke up, the alarm went off at 4.
Yeah.
And I felt like a bomb had gone off. On me, and I rarely sleep to my alarm. I hardly do. Colin has heard my alarm clock in our marriage maybe 20 times in 10 years.
Wow.
I always wake up about 2 minutes before my alarm goes off. Today I slept right to that alarm, and I woke up, I'm like, oh God, Jason, what the hell were you thinking? And now I'm feeling better now. I feel better. But, oh, God, I got in that bathroom. And we've all had that morning, whether you're sick or whether you're a little. You get in that bathroom and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, why did I stay up or why did I do X, Y, or Z?
Yep.
This is one of those mornings where I just want someone to take me in the back and just shoot me. Just take me in the back and put me out of my misery. Yeah.
No regrets, though, right? I mean,
no regrets. I love them. They are so much fun. Oh, my God. And I love that these two, they're such a fun couple. They've always been. I love them dearly. I love that just spontaneously, their daughters are teenagers. One daughter was going out with her boyfriend. Another had plans. And they're like, all we're going to do is sit around the house tonight.
Yeah.
Why don't we go down to the city? Why don't we drive 3 hours? And I thought, wow. So they left at 3:15 and they were at our door by like 5:45 or 6.
Did they drive home after the game or
no, they spent the night. They're in my house. They're sleeping as we speak.
Good.
They're in our guest room as we speak. But I looked at him like, I love that you guys did that. She's like, why not? It's a beautiful night.
Yeah.
We were just gonna sit and look at each other. So let's go. So they jumped in the car. I love that.
It's so Midwestern.
It is.
To drive 3 hours on a whim and not think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's fine.
It is, right, that's Ellie? True. It really is. Yeah, it is.
No, it's so true. Down. The East Coast are like, wait, I got to drive 20 minutes now.
Exactly. Or I'm in out. L.A. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
L.A. Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, but, is anything 20 minutes over
no,
there?
No, no. But they were so funny. They're like, well, we were going to go into Rochester. So we thought, well, if we're going to go to Rochester, why don't we just go to the cities? I thought, now that's Midwestern, too. That's a very Midwest. If we're going to go to Rochester, why don't we just go to Minneapolis? But so they looked and they're like, oh, there's a Twins game. And yeah, so it was
awesome.
Delightful. Yeah.
Who'd they play? Did they win? Did you
I think
did
they
you watch
won.
The baseball at all?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did. We walked around. We left like after the sixth inning.
Okay.
And God, those games go fast. I love that pitching clock change.
Thank you.
Oh, God, that's so good. No, we left like after the bottom of the fifth. They were winning.
Oh, they did win.
They were, yeah. Did they win? Did
7-6, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
The Cleveland Guardians.
Cleveland Guardians, yeah. Mm.
Wow, that's a good game. At least
yeah, it was fun. Beautiful night. Good crowd. Yeah. And then we went over and we wanted to take them, you know, because it's literally next door to Chef David Fima's new place, Maison Margot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Maison Margot. Because they have a killer, like, downstairs lounge that looks like Moulin Rouge. And we went down there and showed them that and then went home because it's a block away. So, yeah, it was a wonderful night. Yeah, if you guys looking for a great place for like a cocktail, go to Red Rabbit, obviously, first. Red Cow, the best happy hour. And then if you want to check out the whole neighborhood, man, it's the North Loop. It's so walkable and so many great places. Check that out.
Oh, yeah. I need to check that place out. I still haven't yet.
Lex, you would love it. Yeah. It's really awesome. David, Fima, and Eli, his son, they did such a good job. It's great French food. It's not pretentious. We went in our twin shirt and twin shorts and flip-flops. So don't you hear French and people are like, oh, oui, oui, it's very fancy. No, it's not. It's lovely.
You have special twin shorts?
I do.
Nice.
Okay. I'm a 20 girl.
I
have four twins hats.
Yeah.
Surprises people, but yeah.
No,
I have my little ensemble.
I love it.
Thank you. Okay. So I'm old. There's the end.
Cheers.
When we come back, I mentioned maybe going to Maison Margiela, but Alexis has something else that you can do this weekend. She'll tell you about that. And, the most expensive ice cream.
Oh, my God. 071.
Hi, everyone. It's Jay's from my family at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Attention, new customers. If you've never, ever, ever been to Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, this is the time to go. Because all you have to do is call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic.
Hello.
Mention me to say, hey, I heard about you from Jace. And you are going to get $100 off a service of $250 or more. Plus, by mentioning me, you're going to get a free consultation. So I know you're listening to this and you're getting ready for a big summer event, maybe a reunion, and you want to look your best. Get a hydrofacial, get a little Botox, get some fillers, look your best. I just got a hydrofacial. You can see the results on their socials. The video is pretty funny. But just mention me, $100 off. That is huge savings. But I just spoke to them, last week? And the appointments are booking up, so do not put off this call. Call today. Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, in Edina. A little personal notice. Today is the last day of high school for my nephew, Carter. I figured I should congratulate him. I've used him as content for years, so...
Nice.
He's the kid that I always joke eats roadkill, and he's a hunt, you know, he hunts and he goes mudding, you know, whatever the hell that is, with four wheelers. You know, he's I don't know what mudding is, but anyway.
I think you just made that up, but
he's a great skeet shooter. Remember when I called it cooter shooting? Shooter?
I remember that? The cooter shooter.
Yeah, the cooter shooter, yeah. That's Carter. Anyway, today's the last day of high school for Carter. I love him dearly.
Oh, it is called mudding, Jace.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been mudding. It's really fun.
Oh, I didn't know that
You've
was actually
been mudding?
What you called
it. Yeah, of course I have.
I want to go.
I would spend summers in Nebraska. I go mudding on the ATVs.
It is official. Red Cow and Red Rabbit have the happy hour. That's it. The happy hour. They have changed it, and it is better than ever and longer than ever. Happy hour now goes Tuesday through Friday, 2 to 5:30. So when you and your friends have that inevitable conversation of, Joni, where should we go for happy hour? The happy hour, say that. Red Cow. $6 tap beers, $6 wine, $7 martinis, espresso martini, the best in the city. And margaritas, classic strawberry Fresno and a mango margarita for $7. Under their $8 menu, they've divided it up. I love it. Chips and dip, ahi tuna crisps, cheese curds, truffle fries, their famous double barrel sliders, and their 60-40 sliders. So, $6, $7, and $8 nibblies and bevies. I love it. So, this weekend, Tuesday through Friday, it ends today, run to Red for happy hour. The happy hour.
You've got mail.
Let's talk to you. Let's talk to you for a minute. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. Lex and I are giving you some ideas for the weekend. Go to Minnesota Con at the convention center. And then on Monday, come see me as the talk show goes live to Chicago.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We expand the show. We put links for all of this at on our show page at mytalk1071.com. Mm-hmm. Panda also has a great idea. Lexi, I think you were with me, or I know, I think you did it. The No Hate campaign is doing an open photo shoot in Minneapolis tomorrow from 2
right.
to 4.
You know, yes. I've never done it, Jace. I couldn't do
oh,
it.
Oh, I
that
thought you're... Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so bummed. Well, I was out of town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just had this memory, but yeah, I went with friend Kristen and my ex Ryan, who, by the way, just got married. Congratulations, Ryan. He's a My Talker. And but anyway, the No Hate campaign is doing an open photo shoot in Minneapolis tomorrow. Go to their socials for location details. And yeah, and now more than ever, that is important. So it's a fun day. Wear white. Oh, you get that little No Hate on your cheek and it's fun.
Yeah, maybe meet your future sweet honey.
Yeah, exactly. I met Panda there. Panda reminded me that was the first time I met her. Yeah. So 12 years ago or whenever that photo shoot was.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. I looked at that photo recently. Oh, my God. I look like I'm 11 years old. But anyway. Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. Okay.
Oh.
You, it's time to play one of my favorite games that we occasionally do, and that's called Why the Hell Is This on the Show Sheet? A couple things Lex has written today that I'm just curious about. It's not so much why, but oh my goodness. First,
yeah,
the most expensive ice cream. What is this?
Oh my word. I'm wondering if you guys could or maybe, you know, save up for this.
Okay.
Would you eat the world's most expensive ice cream? Of course, won the Guinness record for this. This is a gelato from Japan.
That sounds like a song. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's not ice cream. That's gelato.
Big difference. You're right. Oh, but it's this ultra-luxe Japanese ice cream brand, and they said that this gelato is so good that it will, quote, delight even your cells.
Oh, our cells
yeah.
in our body. Oh,
I
my
guess
God.
So. It's called Byakuya. It's kind of fun to say.
That is fun to say.
Byakuya.
Byakuya.
It has white truffles imported from Italy, Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese.
What?
And sake lees, which is a byproduct of the sake production process. It's like the cheese curds of sake. How much do you think a little scoop of this costs?
Like one little scoop.
One scoop.
The Parmesan mushroom risotto?
Pretty much, yeah, kind of. Oh, and there's also edible gold leaf as well.
Of course there is. Of course there is.
Yeah, just want to make sure I put that
in. This is
the
kind of ice cream that Ellie's mom eats exclusively. That's how fancy she is. Ellie, you go first. How much? It's, how much do you think?
You get 4.4 ounces. So that's one single
4.
Serving.
4.4 ounces.
Yeah.
170.
Okay.
I'll say $1,000 a scoop.
Oh, you guys, it's more than that.
Oh,
it's almost
no.
7 times that. It's
what?
$6,696.
No.
What?
Yeah.
For 4.4 ounces?
Yes, a little dinky. Now, they put looks like they put a little drizzle of honey or something, but here's what it is. So it's a rich, mellow gelato, two types of cheese as a base, white truffle with a sensual and unique scent.
No.
The faint sweetness and gorgeous ginkgo incense, that's what it is, gives the scent of white truffles a complex flavor.
No.
To finish... No. This is very sensual. White truffles and Parmigiano cheese that look like snow are luxuriously placed and decorated with gold leaf.
The ingredients don't actually justify that cost, though.
Not at
like,
all.
Is it made by like a monk in a cave who hasn't seen sunlight in 30 years?
They don't have the details of the makers. I mean, for all we know, it could be the little elves in the tree.
Or like
it better be for $6,000.
No kidding.
Or like four Roman virgins, you know, churning the ice cream or something.
Oh, no.
That's like what I'm picturing, because it's Parmesan. And yeah, like everyone adds truffle and gold to justify a cost, but
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Are Wonder Woman's Amazonian sisters making this ice cream? I mean, serious.
It's churned with the lasso of truth.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Here's the other thing, too. Food and Wine, of course, tried this.
Of course.
They can write it off, I'm sure. They said that if it's too... If it's not soft enough for your spoon to just glide perfectly through it, they said to microwave it for 10 to 20 seconds.
No!
I'm not microwaving that.
No,
it's almost
seven
grand gelato.
And you're going to accidentally
leave
it.
This is not a Hot Pocket, okay?
No. This isn't Rice-A-Roni from the night before.
No.
No. Microwave it. You're spending $6,000 and you're going to put that in the microwave and maybe accidentally melt it. Can you imagine if you did that? You just plunked down $6,000.
Almost seven.
It's almost seven, and you put it in the microwave, but you turn your back and you forget about it, and then you come back to it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's just liquid. Oh, God.
And you can't I guess you could put it back in the freezer, but it's not going to look like it. It looks like, you know, those big pasta shells, like a stuffed shell? It's that shape, like an eye-shaped.
Quinelle.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
I love that you know that, and of course you know that, Ellie. I actually hate you right now for knowing that off the top of your head.
This is a savory ice cream, too. Who is dropping that much money on a savory ice cream?
Yes. It's not even like there's no caramel in there, or no, come on.
No. I don't want my risotto frozen.
No. Gross.
Now, if they pass it around.
Sure.
We'd have a little bite. We'd try it.
I would try it at like a dinner party.
Yeah.
The novelty of it.
Yeah.
I would ask them to put it in the microwave and soften it a little bit. But
My spoon needs to just glide right through. Oh, so God. Nuke it for 15 seconds, please.
I just made ice cream, and guess what? It did not cost me $6,000 to do it.
It's like probably a few bucks, right?
No, it's really cheap to make ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Ellie, I think I hate you again. I stopped hating you for a couple of seconds. I think I hate you again.
I made my own strawberry syrup.
I'm sure you did.
Making ice cream is fun, Chase. You need to try it.
I know, but the reason we hate her is because, of course, she makes her own ice cream. Apple tree. Look at her mom. You know what I mean? Her mom was just on my show yesterday making homemade strawberry lemonade. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah. We had too many strawberries.
I know.
I took two carts, and that's why I made strawberry ice cream.
And I said to Hanson, I said, Steph, Olive Garden makes a delightful strawberry lemonade. She says, I've never been to the Olive Garden.
Neither have I.
What?
Neither have I.
Oh, God. Yeah, I said, so that's a story right there. So I'm taking your mom to Olive Garden one day.
Take me, too. I want to try fettuccine.
Oh, and she's never been to Costco. I found that out recently, too.
That's a lie. She has a Costco membership with her picture on it.
She does?
I know, because I have the card. I could show you right now a card with her picture on it.
She said that she's never been to Costco.
What?
Yeah.
She says a lot of things that when she says them, she means them with all her heart. And she doesn't know it's a lie, but it's a lie. She convinces herself it's true.
But does she just not go there often enough?
She had a membership. She didn't like going there. It stressed her out. So I took it for the gas benefits. And then I guess she wrote off that experience as never having happened.
I think she blocked it out of her mind because she said, we joked. We said, we're going to take you to two great American joys in one day. We're going to take you to Costco and then we're going to have lunch at the OG or Red Lobster. She's never been to Red Lobster either. So
skip Red Lobster. Just get the biscuits. You can get the biscuit mix at home.
Yeah. Oh, God. I laughed so hard. I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay, now, when we come back, there's one more story that Lex has written that I just have to know about. A woman wins a cheese race unconscious.
Yeah.
There's so many things, so many questions I have with that entire sentence. What the hell is a cheese race? Why is a woman running it? And why was she unconscious? Baby, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. Streaming all over the place on our My Talk app. I'm Jace. with Lex and Ellie for the next few days, filling in for Holly Roberts, who's enjoying some days off. Mm-hmm. Coming up in a little bit, smartly, the folks at Max have dropped the And Just Like That full trailer for season two. Ooh. Gee, I wonder why they did that. Huh. Oh, I don't know. Following the Kim Cattrall announcement. Perfect timing, marketing department. Anyway, but first,
everything's strategic, you know.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear about this. So this is what Alexis has written on the sheet. Woman wins cheese race unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you've talked about this before. The Cooper's Hill, it's west of England in Gloucester.
Okay.
And there's a double Gloucester cheese, which is a cow's cheese. It's nutty in flavor, pairs mm-hmm. well with brown ales and rich ports.
Okay.
And every year, the small town has a cheese race, basically. They roll a 7-pound wheel of this cheese down a very steep hill, and hundreds of people sign up to chase the cheese. First one to cross the finish line wins. Well, we have a winner for this year. She's 19. She's from Canada. She just had spent a 6-week trip just traveling all over Europe with a friend. And this was the very last day of her trip. She said, hey, let's go. Let's sign up. So her and her friend did. In fact, the night before, they practiced in the hotel room. She said that they were jumping on the bed and like tumbling and turning to figure out, oh, okay, I could do this. Well, turns out, you know, they start the race, she starts going, and most people, you start running, it's so steep that you can't keep your feet under you, so you start tumbling and rolling, and then once in a while, they'll catch their balance and start running, and then maybe tumble again, and wow, it's brutal. People leave with bruises, and it looks like she might have left with a concussion because she doesn't remember winning the race, but she does get to take the cheese home. She remembers starting the race, and then she says, I remember waking up in the tent. You know, like they have first, you know, responders there.
Yeah.
With Band-Aids and stuff and ice.
Turns out you can roll really fast when you stop trying to preserve your body and safety.
Yeah, you just tuck and go.
Your body just goes slack and you can go real fast.
Yeah. And you see the video, man. She's just rolling, tumbling all the way down. You see her win. And yeah, I guess she went to the hospital after just to make sure. Looks like she is okay, but wow. You know, we've seen stories of this before and I thought, oh, this would be really fun to do. Can't do it anymore. Nope. Oh. But if I was 19, I would have 100% have done this.
Yes.
Yeah. Or even probably into my 20s, I probably still would have done it. Would you have, Jace? God. Ellie?
I don't know. I don't know if I would have done it.
Yeah.
I would like to think that I would, but I probably would not have. Ellie, would you?
I turned 25 this summer, and I feel like that's like my mortality is just really setting in.
Yeah.
Around this age. So even
Lex,
like
you
2 years
that
ago,
at 25.
I said yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's your quarter life crisis.
Oh, it's real.
Yeah.
It is real.
So no, because now I guess I...
Maybe not now, yeah. How about 5 years ago?
Oh, 5 years ago, for sure.
Right.
I mean, even like 3 years ago, and I was still like a camp counselor, and pretty much any time before 21, I definitely would have done it.
Yeah.
I didn't have good self-preservation.
Same. We made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing about this cheese is that it's so easily, you can easily find it everywhere in England. So you don't have to throw yourself down this, you know, steep hill. But it is an experience to talk about, I guess.
And I didn't, Phil just jogged my memory. I don't, again, Lex, we've been doing this for so long. I couldn't remember, but. I remember talking about the Netflix show about this.
Yes, that's
you know,
where, that's what
we
it
talked
is.
About it. Yeah, we talked about it on this show and
sure did.
God, I don't remember what we did on Monday, let alone what we did 4 years ago. But
yeah, I couldn't place it. I knew we'd talked about it at some point, but
yeah,
So
and we
you
liked
go.
It, Lex. Phil reminded us. We both liked the show. We did.
Because we're watching with anticipation and butt clench. Just like, wow, are these people going to be okay?
We just consume so much entertainment that some things just kind of... I feel like Stephanie with Costco. I don't remember it happened. You know, I don't. Hanson went to Costco and acts like it didn't happen. But anyway, yeah. It's called Cheese Rolling. That's the show, Lex, on Netflix.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
The prize is so paltry. It's like you don't even get $50 plus the cheese.
Yeah.
You just get the cheese and a concussion.
Right. And, you know, this cheese, you know, you think, oh, 7 pounds of cheese. Cheese is very dense. You guys, this wheel of cheese is maybe a foot in diameter. This is not like a giant, you know, I'm thinking, when you think of, I'm like, wow, they're chasing down like a, I don't know, like a big wheel truck, you know, or the Bigfoot truck, tire size.
Yeah.
But no, it's.
Which I think is even harder. Cheese. I think that's actually harder to manage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated. I can't get off it. I'm fascinated that both of you had a mid or a quarter life crisis. Because, Lex, I was around you. I remember you talking about it with regularity.
Yeah, it just started at my talk, actually. I was 25, and wow.
Oh, you were just like me.
That's right. Yeah.
Isn't it great?
It is. Well, I just remember I had like 6 jobs at the time and just trying to figure out like, what is life? What am I doing? Now, I still have those questions very often. So, you know, that does not go away exactly. But I was just in denial. I thought, oh, I'm 24. My mom's like, no, you're
25. That's how I feel.
You're 25.
That's how I
feel. You were born in 1980.
And there's this kind of, there's this fun ennui about how money doesn't feel valuable anymore because you just keep getting more bills.
Yeah.
And that period when you first graduate college and you're like, oh, I have a job. I don't have to go to school. This is fun. I can go out like drinking and stuff. That kind of has gone away. And now it's just, oh, God, should I pay for HBO this month?
That's true. This expectation of adulting. You're like, I'm out of school.
I need to get out more.
HBO? Right.
Should I pay for HBO this month?
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Yeah. Yeah, you should.
It's you funny. Jace. Yeah.
No, Lex, good memory. I did not. And that's why this is fascinating. I had it at, I remember 29. I sucked for me. I did not enjoy 29. And I haven't loved my 40s. So I have not enjoyed my 40s, and there's been some bright spots in there, but
it's true. It's just you think back at moments like, wow, this
I'm looking forward to the 50s.
Well, on the cusp like of those big years of 20, you know, 5 and 0, right? You're just you try to do a reassessment of what life is and what you're doing and why you're doing it, and especially like in the 20s, 25, 29, it's a very like you're not, you know, it's like. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman, but you are a woman. But like, you have to make these adult choices. And
I got screwed out of a couple of good years there because COVID happened between 21 and 24 for me.
Right.
Those years that you're supposed to, it's just supposed to be fun. I was inside.
Yeah.
That is such a good point. You know, I don't even think we've even begun to scratch the surface of the effects of that isolation.
No, you won't know, I think, until like a decade from now. That's what's funny about societal trends is that like you have to look back on them to have an understanding of what was happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's too real and raw right now. We're still going through it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's I think we're also like with your nephew graduating and you just want to have big parties. You want to have, you know, that everyone together and celebrating because of that time that we've lost.
Yeah.
We've always had, graduation parties, but you know what I mean? It's just, it feels different.
Well, we mentioned it, I forgot in what context, but I use the term revenge travel.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the phenomenon of revenge traveling is still, it kind of peaked last year, but all the people that had things planned during the pandemic, they're doing them now. And that's why things are busier. Parks, national parks, amusement parks, airlines, because the phenomenon is called revenge travel.
Yeah.
Everyone's
and lots of build up take time off, too.
The breweries in Northeast are even just slammed in a way they have not been in the last 3 years. Every weekend slammed.
Yep.
Awesome.
People just want to get out, which is great. I mean, the Twins game, I saw it last night. It said people want to be out, and I love it because we're going to take a break. When we come back, hour 2. I'm going to have you listen to that brand new and just like that trailer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to give you a spoiler alert. I think they listened to all of our complaints.
Yes.
Okay. Then the finales with the most cuss words. What do you think? What show is on that list? Lex has that. Plus Ditch, Date, or Dabble and more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Entertainment.
Hey, where mortgages are fun, or at least you know what's happening and you're working with a fantastic team, and the future of whether it's homeownership or refinancing feels less daunting when you have a team like First Equity holding your hand through the process. They're just fantastic to work with, and they have worked in our local market for 23 years and counting, so they have the relationships. They know what's going to happen. They know they're going to see you in the community, right? So they want to make sure they do right by you the first time, and they always do. They're an independent mortgage broker. You get that unmatched, personalized attention you need and deserve. And because they're not specifically attached to a bank, they can shop multiple lenders, which, of course, for you as a buyer, gives you more opportunities, better options, better rates, down payment assistance. So if you've been thinking about it, reach out today. Get locked and loaded. Get pre-approved for a mortgage. 763-251-8000 or use my talk keyword, David.